This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 2, 2018. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, a Beverly-based company that has been accused of a fraudulent scheme to profit from the treatment of kidney dialysis patients has agreed to settle a shareholder class action lawsuit for $4 million. The lawsuit accused American Renal Associates, which operates more than 200 dialysis clinics in 25 states, of illegally pushing patients onto commercial insurance plans in order to boost its profits. Shareholders claim that the alleged fraud, which is being investigated by the federal government and is the subject of another lawsuit, caused shares in the company to plummet. The company, which is based in the Cummings Center in Beverly, announced the settlement on Thursday. It admitted no wrongdoing and said the settlement was in the best interest of our shareholders, according to a press release. Spokeswoman for the company said American Renal CEO Joseph Carlucci was not available for comment. The alleged illegal scheme first came to light in July of 2016 when United Health Group, the country's largest health insurer, filed a lawsuit against American Renal Associates. More on this story in today's Salem News. Story written by Paul Layton. Peabody's mayor is working on a plan to bring internet service to residents at a lower cost. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, the city of Peabody's electric rates are among the lowest in the state thanks to the Peabody Municipal Light Plant, PMLP. Adam Swift writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, but will Peabody internet customers be able to see the same savings someday thanks to the public utility company? A homegrown high-speed fiber network won't be battling Comcast for customers anytime soon, but it could be the end result of a recent announcement by Mayor Ted Betancourt Jr. The city is partnering with PMLP, again Peabody Municipal Light Plant, to build a high-speed fiber loop in Peabody. Initially, the fiber loop will connect various PMLP installations in the city and feature an open system design enabling new high-speed data networks to connect to the city's public schools, libraries, public safety, public works facilities, and other municipal users. This is where it gets interesting for residents and businesses. Betancourt wants the PMLP planning team to design the fiber loop with extra capacity so that it could potentially deliver gigabit speed service to Peabody residents and businesses. Quote, high-speed fiber networks are critical components of 21st century municipal infrastructure, said Mayor Betancourt. Third-party network providers like Comcast and Verizon have not stepped up to better serve our city users. So Peabody is taking an important first step to create our own high-speed fiber network. The proposed fiber loop would let the city manage its own internal data networks and internet connectivity at significantly higher speeds and reliability compared to current choices, the mayor said. Although there are no concrete numbers at this early stage of the game, Betancourt said the project would bring cost savings on connectivity to the PMLP and city departments. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News that Beverly school officials are lowering the full-day kindergarten fee by 10%. After much deliberation Wednesday night, the school committee decided to use the $400,000 extra money handed over by city administration to help lower the burden on families, along with a bunch of other expenses for families paying the full $4,000 fee for full-day kindergarten. This means a reduction of $400. Families who pay a lower tuition based on income will have their rate reduced by 10% as well. The fee decreases start immediately. According to Chris Silverstein, chair of the school committee, quoted as saying it starts today. Our hope is to continue to decrease fees. The decision was unanimous by the committee. The $4,000 fee has been a point of contention for families. Parents have often showed up to school committee and city council meetings during budget sessions to request relief. For this academic year, it will cost the district $64,900 to lower the fee by 10% for each family. People who have already paid their full tuition this year will be reimbursed. However, how this will happen is still being determined. Much more in the story in today's Salem News, story written by Ariana McNeil. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.